Visit our website at BostonBastardBrigade.com for recent news, reviews, podcast episodes, and videos featuring members of the B3 crew.
Become friends with us on MySpace at MySpace.com/BostonBastardBrigade, as well as on Facebook. You can even find our Twitter accounts on our official homepage.
And don't forget to check out our friends at the Electric Sisterhood at ESH.MOBI for another side of news and review, including their own glorious podcast show.
When the sisters are away, the bastards will play. It's time for the Boston Bastard Brigade.
Episode 26, Smurfs on Steroids?
Bastards and wenches, please rise for the Boston National Anthem.
For Boston, for Boston!
Bastards and wenches, you may be seated, and welcome to another episode of the Boston Bastard Brigade. I'm King Baby Duck.
I'm Blue Onyx.
I'm Shades Black Flame.
I'm Taser Tat.
And I'm Anvil.
And this is our first episode of 2010, the brand new year.
I'm scared. Woo!
It's almost 2012!
No, that doesn't gonna happen.
Actually, you know what? I'm not scared, because, you know, I survived the Y2K. I survived swine flu. I survived George Bush as president.
We survived the era of the Macarena. There were a lot of casualties. There were a lot of casualties.
We lost a lot of people to the Macarena.
Yes. No! No! She's infected!
She's infected.
It's okay. I've detained her. And restrained her.
Okay. Well, when haven't you restrained her?
Oh!
Last night while we were sleeping.
And why is Tina Talk naked?
I am not naked, Buckhead. I'm wearing jeans and a sweater.
You were wearing jeans and a sweater.
Like I said, I got bored.
I hate you so much.
Yeah.
You were saying that the other day.
Okay,
let's get this going.
Anyway.
Okay. Well, last Saturday, Blue on Anvil and I went into Boston to the House of Blues to watch the Hometown Throwdown, starring the mighty, mighty Bostones.
Who?
I know who they are. That's just shameful.
Andrew can't fucking remember because he got knocked on his ass at the concert.
Five times!
Whoa!
Five times.
When they were counting.
I was the one knocking people down!
I know.
That's what they all say, dear.
No, you're like a weevil, because weevils wobble and they don't fall down.
Oh.
All I can say is I took out a guy twice the size of Anvil. I loved it.
I do have
Was it the tall guy?
Yeah, the Pablo Bond motherfucker.
I get to throw one thing out here for the fun of it. So the three of us were standing and the Bostons come on and me and these other dudes are trying to get the first mosh pit started and we start shoving people, it starts, and Mr. Duck went to say something to me, he grabs onto the back of my jacket. As I jump in, I dragged him into a mosh pit. And the duck actually held up pretty well. He only fell over 30 times, lost two teeth, and now he looks like a 1970 hockey player.
Get that right. It was 27 times. I chipped a tooth, and I look more like Jim Carrey in Dumb and Dumber.
Oh, okay. There you go. I'll give it to
you. How's that different than normal? I do have a serious question now. Yeah. Having been dragged into your first mosh pit, how'd you like it?
It was pretty good. It was a good beginner's pit. Apparently, it's nothing compared to a death metal pit.
Oh, fuck.
Endsweight, baby!
Well, we were at an Endsweight scene that used to be one of our friends' bands, but they I've caught elbows in the face. Punches, kicks. Yes. You drop kick the fuck out of people. Oh, dude, even the story that Anvil will tell you right now is fucking crazy.
I can tell it?
Yes!
All right. So, we're all at
the one that was at the...
The Roxy. We're at the Roxy last year.
Battle of the Bands.
For the Battle of the Bands, heavy metal, and we're mosh pitting, and this little fucking cocksucker keeps on, like, punching everybody. So finally, he keeps on jumping on top of me. So finally, in a non-gay way, he was actually trying to, like, take me down.
Yeah, so...
That's what he said.
Finally, he goes to jump, and I jumped up, and I hit him. He goes 20 feet across the stage, down 3 stairs, and fucks up his knee.
Yeah, dude. And this is actually from my second point of view, because I just came back out of it, and I was just like, I was kind of hunched over, like breathing. I looked up for 1 second, all I see is this blur of the guy's shirt flying by me, and him laying down. And I was like, oh, shit!
Now, we found out from one of the band members, who's like cousin's friend,
it was like
it
a cousin,
yeah,
that the kid actually needed knee surgery, because I flew him out of there so hard.
Oh,
and he broke his knee. It was,
yeah, he actually broke the kneecap. Up. He needed surgery to have, like, a titanium...
Jeez, those things do not break easily.
Yeah, no shit.
Hey. So, but I mean, some of them are kind of violent.
This one was friendly. This was a very friendly.
Yeah, well, the first one's always friendly, and you're lucky.
Because you're kind of feeling out the crowd, and then finally it got to the point where there was one that got tossed towards the stage a little bit too much.
Yeah.
One girl turned around and started wailing on this kid.
There's an unwritten rule that you shouldn't push a woman into a mosh pit.
Fuck that!
I was told, he told me that.
It's an unwritten, wait, let me tell him the rule.
You don't push anyone who doesn't want to be.
It is, you don't push a woman into a mosh pit unless she wants to be in the mosh pit.
Right.
If she jumps into the mosh pit, I'll shove her around.
Yeah.
Okay.
Toss her around, pick her up, throw her on the other side of the crowd, and then toss her back.
I threw one elbow, and there was this big dude, bigger than I was, and the mosh pit's going, one little tiny kid, like the smallest in the group, bumps into him, he turns around, gets angry, and yells at him, tell him to grow up and stop mosh pitting. So I mosh pit my way over and threw an elbow right into his back, and he went up moving. You don't stand near my mosh pit and complain about my mosh pit.
Yeah, especially when you're that big.
Considering me, Blue, and this other guy who went to Framingham State, he was a big football player guy.
Tall motherfucker!
We own that mosh pit.
Also, the motherfucker in the gray sweatshirt. Yeah. That motherfucker.
I have to give a throw out.
Yeah.
Now, I wish I got his name.
Throw out,
a throw out is a mosh pit term for when you throw somebody in there.
Alright.
So, he's the smallest motherfucker I think I've ever seen in my life. He was maybe like 5'5", 100 pounds.
Easily.
And he's jumping in a mosh pit with guys pushing 300
along
pounds.
With that, he's just like, he actually stayed back with us and pushed people into the crowd.
Yeah.
And then he would turn to us and be like, toss me in.
I mean, he looked really excited. I'd gladly do this again. I know I'm... Right now, I got a guy trying to get me some tickets to another show.
Won't say what that is right now.
Yes, because it's sold out right now, but he works for a ticket agency, and he's going to see what he can do. And hopefully, at least the three of us, if not maybe more, depending on, you know, what's going to cost us.
Yeah.
Where?
Yeah, we'll tell you later. Anyways, but yeah, the show was just fucking awesome. I was surprised of how much energy that they were able to just pump up.
Considering
considering
they were our age back in the 1930s. Nah, you gotta show them love. They had a lot of energy. And I think the coolest part, like, I go to hip-hop concerts, rap concerts, rock concerts. It's the first concert that I've had that they actually made it snow indoors.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was awesome.
I saw a drop of white drop, and I look up, and it just starts falling. Like,
I think that's just the only thing that sucked, because that made the floor even more, like, slippery. And it was more or less you could have skated on the fucking concrete than, like, trying to get a grip to push somebody.
Yeah.
That's why I was having so much fun trying to push that Papelbon motherfucker.
Yeah. There was this really hot-looking chick there.
There's always a really hot-looking chick.
Well, she's like a hippie kind of girl.
There was really a bunch of hot-looking chicks around.
Yeah, there were a bunch of them.
Well, and then there was this one girl who tried to jump in wearing a tank top.
Giggity.
She realized that when her boobs popped out, that she shouldn't have been in there when every guy started cheering.
Yeah.
Big Doldy boobies! I know we all saw it in the group. Right?
Yeah, they were big.
At least I hope so, or else I feel bad for you. I did meet a really awesome chick there. She worked security for the venue, so I mean, she was awesome.
Yeah, awesome. The only thing I had a problem with was the fucking bouncers. They were kind of acting a little bit giddy. Like, there's this one part where we're looking at... We have one where there's a column next to us. We're looking at that guy. He's just like...
He's
smiling
and waving.
And then, like, we looked across the way in the other column, and there's the other bouncer, like... And we're like...
I looked at all the bouncers.
What the fuck's wrong with these guys?
I could have pushed everybody aside and beaten the shit out of all of them.
They need to take out one person, though. I don't know why.
I'm not sure, but probably underage drinking or something. But when I went to the front door to get some air... Because I've been mosh pitting for a while, you know, I need some fresh air.
Understandable.
Yeah.
And, you know, of course I asked the lady there if I could jump over to the bar to check the score of, you know, BC game, and we wound up losing that, but I'm not going to get into that.
Okay.
But, you know, she was actually really nice, and we had a really nice conversation, you know, and that's what I like about a place is when their staff is friendly.
Yeah.
And they take care of you properly.
I take it you got her number?
Of course. I'd be retarded.
And her panties?
We're not going to discuss that on the radio.
On the podcast.
Anyways.
Oh, yeah, on the podcast. Radio.
I thought the show was fantastic. I just, like you said, the energy that the band brought was unbelievable. Probably one of the most fun shows I've ever taken part in.
All I can say is they've gone through a lot of band members, though. I mean, hell, they even had one of the other bands that a member used to be from the Boston's. What was it that... I can't remember the name of the band. It was
Pilfer.
Something with
the Pilfers.
Yeah, the Pilfers. I mean, they had a lot of energy. Did you hear? Well, he jumped in the crowd. He was talking. And he was like, he was singing, and then all of a sudden, you hear him go, "Oh shit!" He fell down in the middle of the fucking thing, and I was like, "Oh, that was great."
But what I noticed is, I was in touch with a member of the band trying to get an interview for the group, and he wasn't even there anymore.
I saw a picture the next day of them at McGreevy's.
He went to McGreevy's, but he didn't do the show.
Probably was sick, maybe.
I don't know, but that was supposed to be our connection in.
Yeah.
Well, but it's
all
right.
All I have to say is when I thought like they were over, because I've been to a couple concerts where the bands just don't come out like to do the encore.
Yeah.
They had the balls to come out and do another encore. Yeah,
they did a 2-song encore.
Yeah, that was just fucking awesome.
No, it was 3 songs.
Oh, sorry. Yeah.
Was it 3?
Yeah,
3 songs. Jesus. It was the slow song.
And then he did one for his friend who died 12 years before.
And then he did another one, right?
Yeah. Because it was exactly 12 years on that date. That's why he did it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then he pulled back a couple other, you know, songs too. But I don't know. It was just insane.
They did Devil's Night Out, The Impression That I Get, Graffiti Worth Reading. It was a great set list altogether.
Yes.
Couldn't ask for anything else.
I had a great time. I've never been a person that listened to a lot of the Boston's. And going in there, you know, I kind of, you know, I'm like, all right, you know, I'm going to go with the guys, you know, learn a little bit. But after like a minute of each song, a lot of people were like, you saw me singing it, and
yeah,
me and a couple of like the old timers who, you know, remember when the songs first came out before we were born, were singing it with them, and I had one guy look at me and he gives me a big old hug. He's like, "Thank you." He's like, "You brought back the rock, man." And
well, the one that I had was like, there's 8 members, right? Correct.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, there's the one member that I was wondering about. Yeah, he maybe did a little bit of backup singing, but he was too busy running around the fucking stage.
Dancing.
His weird little dance that he did across the stage, like, every time. It was
a lot of bands in the 90s had that. Nirvana had, like, a weird dancer on the stage, too.
Oh, you have to remember Nirvana, man.
Yeah.
It still hurts.
Yeah.
Kurt Cobain's death still hurts.
But more or less along those lines, it's just it was kind of funny to see him. He was just like, like, he did his little hand shuffle, and then, like, the little, like,
bounce
and skip and step he fucking did. But the one thing that I had to say was, what the fuck was up with the ska dance? I'm sorry, what the fuck? It's like, I know that there was the people that had like the actual suspenders, and I saw them doing the little hold down dance fuck thing.
Yep.
But with this one, I was kind of like, what the hell's wrong with these people? Some of these people like are going back and forth and doing weird shit. I was just kind of like, yeah. But more or less with that, I think it was a great concert. Fucking just kick ass.
Same here. 2 thumbs up for me.
Fuck yeah, 2 thumbs up.
I have to go back to the club and count some thumbs to have enough.
Oh, okay.
And I want to get more phone numbers because there were a lot of hot women.
Whore.
And we were playing some fun games while we were there, but we're not going to discuss the games.
Yeah, that's not right.
No, making Twister for you.
Yeah.
We'll explain later.
Okay. But another show that I checked out with Nenya and Pandalicious was the other day, Amanda Palmer and the Boston Pops, the New Year's Eve show. And it was fantastic. She's a great entertainer.
She hot?
Amanda fucking Palmer. She doesn't have to be hot. She's amazing.
I don't exactly. She is.
She's from the Dresden Dolls.
Oh, the other half of the Dresden Dolls.
Yeah.
Wow, so you mean in a month you saw both halves of the Dresden Dolls?
Yeah, pretty much.
That's fucking impressive. Rich
getting to her click. sorry.
But anyway, impressive set. She did her songs like Mist Me, Leeds United, Astronaut, Coin Operated Boy, and a couple others. And she also did like a few covers. She did a great rendition of Nine Inch Nails' Hurt.
Ooh.
Ooh, God.
Yeah.
Is it bad that I like Nine Inch Nails covers more than I like Nine Inch Nails?
Actually, some of the covers do better than the bands themselves.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or they put a little bit better of a spin on it.
Yeah. Look at Johnny Cash doing Hurt.
Yeah, that was pretty fucking good.
Yeah.
She also did the song Mein Air from the musical Cabaret.
Cabaret.
Yeah, she did Lady Gaga's Poker Face and the whole chorus night of drag people wearing Lady Gaga costumes. This was fucking hilarious. And after they did the whole Auld Lang Syne song, she performed We Are the Champions by Queen.
I can dig it.
Yep. I will say, it was a great show. I loved the short film that they showed beforehand with Amanda Palmer and Bill Nighy from Pirates of the Caribbean, Pirate Radio, and
Underworld.
Thank you. It was called Statuesque. It was about the life of a statue performer. You know, like the guys who paint themselves
those
silver.
Those people are awesome.
Yeah, that's what it's about.
Those are the only people that I actually give money to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because mines don't impress me, but somebody that can be a statue, that's awesome.
That's a lot more physically demanding as well as mentally demanding than mining.
If you have the really cool statue ones, when you drop a dollar, they do some kind
that's
of
what it is.
Act, and then they go back to their little statue.
That's what it is, because that's what Amanda Palmer started out as. Before she started the Dresden Doll, she was a statue performer.
Oh, shit.
I need some Ninja statue for the corner of my house. Do you think she'll come over?
No.
Dude, no.
See,
no.
Well, you were watching her perform. I had an even better performance. It was called Work. No, I'm sorry. I had to. I got stuck at work at New Year, so I'm kind of still angry about it.
Yeah.
I worked into midnight. My shift started at 10 at night. I got out at 7 in the morning.
I got stoned.
Hey, at least
I told you to stop throwing rocks at her, you bastard.
But, like I said, great set. Although, I will say I preferred the set I saw from when she performed with the Pops last June. Because that was more of her own material and not just covers.
Yeah. Wait, so she did the 4th of July one?
No.
Sorry.
It was when they would do the Edge Fest.
Oh, okay. Never mind. All right, good.
Well, I do want to say something that I actually learned this week about New Year's.
Oh, God, he's learning.
Shut up. Okay, because I work with people from all over the world. Did you know that New Year's is also an Independence Day? It's Haitian Independence Day.
Yep.
One of my closest friends, who actually Blue Nose, he's Haitian, and I'm like, Happy New Year. He's like, thanks. And he looked at me funny. And, he had his colors on, so, of course, I jump on the computer and I check, and he likes me, Happy Independence Day, and he starts smiling. Because, it's my buddy Ronald.
Oh, right. Yeah, I know.
Yeah, we took him up to the shooting range.
Yep.
But, yeah.
Cool.
I figured I'd throw that out there for some educational. Now people actually know something.
All right.
useless trivia.
But if we teach the serfs, they'll rebel.
Not if we give them useless stuff that doesn't have anything to do with their needs.
Hey, remember that guy from China who taught the monkeys kung fu? Remember what happened there?
Monkey
style? The guy in China who taught monkeys kung fu?
Yep, and then the monkeys beat the guy up with the kung fu that they were taught.
Well, see, he may have taught monkeys. I taught a panda, and they made a movie about it.
You did not teach
the panda.
You did not teach the panda.
Yes, no.
All right, well, back to the music.
Yeah, so let's go back to real stuff.
Okay, Shades showed us this one band that he wanted us to check out. Face Paint?
Yes. I actually found out about them because I work with one of the dudes in the band, though.
Okay.
He's a dishwasher. When he's not at college, getting a better
job. So he plays the dishwasher?
You stole my joke! Asshole!
You were too slow on it.
Yeah, I was waiting for you to finish and
So yeah, I told everyone to hit it up. This is not my normal vein of music. It's not metal.
Yeah.
I barely even call it, I don't know. I'm not even sure what
it's called. Folksy Dave Matthews Band.
Well, yeah.
I did make a mistake. He put the thing up about face paint, and I went and got my face painted.
It's because you don't read or notice links.
Sorry, links is at your house.
True.
And why would I want to read? I saw the word face paint, and I said, ooh, sounds like fun. I got my face painted, jumped on the moon bounce, ate some cotton candy and a corn dog, and went home and passed out.
Mm-hmm.
That was a fun morning.
But, yeah.
I like corn dogs.
Everyone's mind just went to a bad place. Hey, don't beat me with my own rope. I really like this band. Like I said, they're not in my normal vein of interest, but I do give them two thumbs up. I really like the stuff they sing about. I really like their sound. They're a lot lighter than I'm used to, but they're also fairly... The music is really upbeat, even when the words aren't necessarily.
Mm-hmm.
Which, coming from an Irish tradition, yeah. You know, that's pretty awesome.
I did.
No, that's Scottish.
I did listen to some of the music on there, and they were okay, but they just weren't my cup of tea. I'm into, like, happy music, like Matt and Kim, but it has to have something to draw me in order for me to really listen to it and enjoy it. I'm sorry, but Face Paint just didn't have that for me.
Hey, to each their own. No need to apologize.
All joking aside, I actually listened to them Thursday night at work, because I just had nothing better to do. And
I'm sure they'll appreciate that bit of criticism.
Hey. Well, truth be told, they're not my cup of tea either. Or, I should say, my bottle of Jack. But, they weren't bad. I'm not going to... If I hear the performance, I'm not running out to see them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'd rather do other things.
Yeah.
But we're not going to discuss that.
I'm going to have to beat you with the rope.
All in all, I thought they were, you know...
They were okay.
Brought together well. You know, they thought of what they were doing, like... You know, it was said, they're upbeat even when the words aren't.
Yeah.
They're the kind of people that should be singing Irish music.
Exactly.
You know, some good Irish bar songs.
Like Rocky Road to Dublin.
Yeah, okay, that works.
That's a really good upbeat, kind of depressing-ass song.
Or, you know, they just sing about boiling people's heads in oil.
We have that too.
We have no heads. Hey,
we have no
heads.
This song sounds, I swear to God, this song is better than more.
We have no bananas. We have no bananas today.
The real band actually performs it now.
Oh, I know.
And I think it's awesome. Yeah. I can't get drunk without listening to it anymore.
Really?
Yeah.
I can't listen to it without getting drunk first. I'm sorry, but...
Well, if I'm... entertain.
Okay, right, sure.
Moving on from the entertainment.
Shut up.
Let's talk about the movie that we just went and saw, Avatar.
Woohoo!
I see Tater Tot liked it.
Yes.
It's not in the oven. You're not crisp enough.
Oh.
Bite me.
Oh.
Don't tempt me.
Why do you keep challenging him?
Don't tempt me.
Because I'm probably his bluff.
We're not in a restaurant anymore.
Oh.
Okay.
The only reason it possibly be a bluff is he respects me.
Well, all right. You know what? I have to confront Chains on this one. Chains, what did you feel saying that you went to the AMC IMAX to the Jordan's IMAX? Now, have you seen the IMAX experience?
AMC IMAX 3D gave me less of a headache.
Yes.
Fuck you.
Too fucking bad.
No, that means the graphics weren't that good.
No, it means the IMAX, the 3D was set up better, and I saw double images less often. I have screwed up eyes. I'm very picky when it comes to 3D. That said, I thought both IMAX theaters in their own respect were very nice. I'm not going to say one's better than the other. Because, to be quite honest, both were my full field of view based on where I was sitting. They were both thoroughly enjoyable, and I saw a lot of detail I'm not used to seeing on a normal big screen.
Oh, well, that's good enough.
All right, fine.
I do think movies should actually, you know, I'd love to go to a movie and have it in 4D.
Ow! Ow, my brain.
Like Mom, The Ride, right, in Ava.
What 4D means is the fourth dimension is your chairs actually move.
Oh.
And sometimes, okay, still they'll have things like falling on you and squirting at you.
Yeah, I was saying Tesseract.
Because I actually saw a documentary, I'm not going to lie, in 4D.
Okay.
And I screamed like a little girl.
Cool.
Was this the one at the Museum of Science?
No, I saw this in Washington, D.C.
Okay.
It was called Everest. It was a documentary on
Everest.
Oh,
I didn't like that.
They dropped the temperature to 20 degrees inside.
Nice.
And when they were heading up the hill, or the mountain, the feet just leaned straight back. Cold wind was blowing in your face. And they started dropping stuff around you.
You know,
but not to touch it.
You know a couple of really cool things for 4D? Over in Disney World, there's a Star Wars four-dimensional shuttle ride.
Yeah.
Which was amusing. And it was really fun, and I went on a couple times.
I thought there was a Star Trek one.
No, it was
Star Wars.
Well, I think I remember a Star Trek one that was like that, where you went into the place, and there were certain things where, like, or an alien came in, and you saw the alien right in front of you. Like,
cool.
It looked like... No, I'm
yeah, talking, I didn't see that.
Like, the black alien one? This is back when I was really young.
Black yeah. Alien. But are you being a racist, whoa, whoa, sir?
No, like, no, whoa. Like, from the Alien Predator series.
Yeah, no.
Like, that black yeah. alien type thing, and then, like, there was the other thing where it said, like, oh, it's like, oh, shit, something escaped, and then you felt, like, the air brushed by your leg. You felt like shit was going, like, around you.
Cool.
It was really cool setup. I just can't remember what ride it was.
Mm-hmm. That sounds more like an Alien.
Yeah, well,
as opposed to Star Trek,
Alien Escape.
I don't know.
There's also another one, Back to the Future, which
that's not around anymore. That's been replaced with the Simpsons one that they
no, no, not fucking cool.
Nobody was going to see it anymore.
That's bullshit.
I would pay good money to see a good action movie in 4D.
Oh god,
Die Hard in 4D,
Bad Boys 3 in 4D. No, it's being written.
Oh god,
or. Alright, you guys are going to laugh at me. You already are. There's already talk. Thank you. There's already been talk of Sons of Anarchy, the movie.
Okay, yeah. Oh, shit. I've heard
seen
about
that in 4D.
Because really? Now
do you like the show?
Eh.
Have you seen it?
Eh.
I'm in love with the show, so shh.
Okay.
I've seen the first two seasons. I own season one. This is what I'd love to see. But let's move on.
Yeah, let's go back on topic. Avatar, the new James Cameron movie. And I was impressed with the graphics, but one of you guys said it best. It's only good in IMAX 3D. Okay,
I'm taking credit for that. If you don't see that in IMAX 3D, don't see it. The graphics make this movie. It becomes really engrossing to the point where I forgot I was sitting in a movie theater at one point.
Mm-hmm.
That said, in my opinion, the storyline is really simplistic, really common, and completely unimaginative.
Yeah, we've seen it in Ferngully, we've seen it in Dances with Wolves, we've seen it in a few cartoons.
It is the generic action movie. Group A is against Group B because of a fundamental difference.
Okay. In my opinion, the way that they thought of how they did it, you know, how the people were with the land and that stuff, I do like that. Some of the creatures, the way they looked.
Oh my god.
Yes.
Again, the graphics were amazing.
Well, there was this little lizard that would, like, spin like a helicopter.
Yes.
I saw that and wanted one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, have them all over your room. It's like you have to go to the bathroom or you need a glass of milk. You
and
tap something, they all just fly up and
glow. And they glow when they fly.
Yes.
Or, I'm sorry, you could do other things that, you know, that would just heighten, you know, your experience.
Your mind always goes there, doesn't it?
I wasn't talking about that.
Sure, your words.
Well, what we really need to look at here is these are from, you know, like when you watch the trailer, it says it's from people that made Terminator, Alien, all, you know, it goes down.
True Lies,
exactly.
True Lies was amazing.
And
yeah.
When like they came up to that battle scene where the Marine soldiers were coming up and like ready to fuck up stuff. Like, you had that feeling like, oh, shit, I think I feel like Terminator, you know, back in, like,
boom,
fucking
boom,
80s
boom,
kind
boom,
of
boom.
Mode. Like, I was like, what the fuck is up with
but
this?
The ships
why awesome. Do they always do that shit? But, but I
because
have to say...
Because they're used to it?
Yeah, I mean, that's how they've done their movies and how
and they've made millions doing it, so why change?
Yeah,
yeah.
But all I have to say is,
they're
like,
about to make another
the graphics noise. Were just fucking gorgeous.
They
I,
were.
Oh, God.
I think, also watching like HBO, I watched an HBO of, like First Look or some kind of
mm-hmm.
thing like that,
mm-hmm.
and I have to say I was really impressed of like impressed with this because the people who did play the avatars was the actual actors. They didn't fucking take some you know they didn't take and have them
CGI
like, you know well not CGI but more or less stand up on like you know a lecture and table and there's my you know lines and I gotta you know recite them that way. They actually had them acting them out on this. Big kind of like stage like that they had set up.
I was like an abandoned naval base. I thought it was.
Yeah, we talked about this a couple weeks ago.
But,
actually,
but with how the whole setup is they had an actual headgear set up that would record their facial expressions and how they moved and they even created their own language. This language was specially created. It was 500 word language. It's insane.
Do you think it was just like a? Do you think they just made it up as they went along with the
language?
No,
no, no. An actual guy made the language.
There are people
like
who do that.
Or Elvish.
Yeah.
Or...
Now, there's one thing that I did notice. Now, what they did with most of the people was they did take their motions and everything, like you guys were saying, but they actually formed around their body. So what you were seeing, you know, like the whole body shape was theirs. And one of the ladies, she was on, like Jay Leno, I saw her when I was heading to work. She's like, I feel kind of self-conscious. Like, I never wanted to do a movie where I was naked, and basically everybody saw my ass and my tits. They were exact dimensions to how I was at that point.
Yeah.
She's like, I was standing there in my underwear when, well, they didn't. She's like, basically everybody saw on TV how my body is. She's like, so if you've ever wanted to see me naked, you can see me naked and blue.
And so, really, really tall.
Yeah.
They were huge. Yeah. Oh, yeah. They were like my size.
When they showed the, the comparison of like human to the actual...
It was Abe Lincoln size.
Yeah.
It was like time and a half to twice the size of the human standing next to him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, as much as I'm criticizing this and saying, you know, the storyline's not that great, I do think that they made you get invested in the characters really well.
Having said that, though, but I have to say that maybe they should have spliced up like half an hour out of it. It kind of went a little bit too long for me.
I find it went the perfect length for what it did.
Yeah.
Yeah. But some of the slow motion fucking features were a little bit too much, and I was like, okay, maybe you could have cut that out, but...
Sometimes does happen.
Yeah.
When you're at heightened emotions inside of an extremely stressful emotional situation, time does feel like it slows down.
I like the way how they make you feel like you're personally invested to every character, so if something happens
even the
to
bad
one,
guys.
It's like, you know, you kind of feel bad. And there's certain characters you already know what's going to happen to them just from the previous movies.
Yeah, and still... You don't want to see it happen.
I know. I think there's only one movie a certain person, I'm not going to say who,
really?
Survives in.
I actually know her name. We're not saying it.
I know.
The one time
the one
I know,
time you know the person's
a
name,
person's name.
But what about the guy who is, you know, the one who is the biggest asshole out of all of them, you know?
The military or the politician?
The politician guy trying to say...
The military was a bigger asshole.
No.
Yeah.
No fucking way.
He was looking for a fight.
His wall burnt into his head. The corporate guy just was looking about money.
Corporate wanted money, whether it was through peaceful means or otherwise. Otherwise, if peaceful wouldn't work... The Marine was looking for an excuse to fight. He didn't want peace.
But that's usually like how a Marine would like to be, like, you know, fucking straight up.
I don't know.
Hoorah!
Hoorah, exactly. They want to go fucking balls to the wall kind of shit. But anyways, I felt that he was more or less used as a tool, and he came into the whole fact that... No, I'm not saying he is a tool. I'm saying he was used as a tool. Because
Does a tool make you a tool?
No. Technically, yeah.
Moving on.
Anyways.
Continue.
The Colonel is a tool. The Colonel is a tool. but with that, it just seemed that the politician had a lot more of like a whole setup where he had more control over what was going on. I mean, he could have stopped him. I mean, he did give the whole fact about the hour factor, but once they knew what the hell was going on, they were like, fuck it, go for it. He burned the motherfuckers down.
Yeah, but at that point, it was the Marine was saying, fuck it, we're burning the motherfucker down. The politician at that point, as far as I'm concerned, thought he had control but had no real control.
I want to say they're both equal assholes, but...
Truthfully...
Bullshit.
They never say that he was a Marine. They say that they were there being paid for money. It's the mercenaries.
No, they say on...
They're mercenaries.
On Earth, they were Marines. Now they're nothing higher...
Jarheads. They call them the Jarheads. The Jarhead clan.
That's just another name for a Marine. But on this land, they're being paid as soldiers to the mercenaries.
They're mercs.
They no longer have loyalty. Their loyalty is money.
Yeah.
So they're no longer considered a Marine at that point.
Also, oh, no, you didn't.
Also, rather specifically, the particular guy we're referring to, he convinces everyone else that his plan is the only way to survive.
Almost everybody else.
Well, yeah.
Well, except for the one person we were talking about whose name I'm not allowed to mention.
That's right! Unless we plan on putting a spoiler out there, but we're not.
Nah.
But along with that, it's just like, I mean, he had more or less the Marine kind of just feel to him. Like, that was what was coming off of him. But with the other guys, they said that they were like Army Rangers and stuff, so, you know, it was a mixed bag of what military came from, so yeah. But it was more or less how the base of operations was. It was just like, there's military, and then there's the scientists. So,
stereotypical division.
Yeah, exactly. Yes. So,
we must study them. No, we're just going to kill them.
Yeah, that's just fucking...
We'll kill them, then you can study their dead carcasses.
But when they're dead and you destroy what we're trying to study, it's useless. Well, too bad I already shot the missile. Too bad the missile already
you
hit.
You know, I thought they were hard to kill, but seeing that that guy put a couple rounds into the motherfucker and he dropped off...
Well,
can I
the force would have knocked him over.
Also, remember that it was the giant mech suits that could kill those guys?
Yeah, but no, no, no.
The guys on the ground unloaded a lot of shots.
I'm talking about the guy who became the new head chief that hopped onto the plane part. He got shot in the chest and he fell off.
That knocked him backwards. You also have to remember how hard it would be to stand there with the air drag.
Yeah.
There's a vacuum
effect. The force would have pushed him back and the fall would have killed him.
Yeah. Right.
Well, the fall would have killed anything.
Well, maybe.
I don't know.
Did he? Oh, he did?
Literally the last thing we saw of him was him going, "Whee!"
Helicopter.
Oh, no, I have a mix-up with someone else. They look the same. You know, they're all... Those blue...
Oh! Racist bastard.
Yep.
Hey, racist bitch.
That was the joke.
Wait. I got one question that I did think of, and I want to ask this. Now, growing up, I remember watching another thing with little blue people.
The Smurfs.
Is this them all growing up?
Yeah, this is them on drugs. They grew taller.
They're on PC.
Oh, so this is the Yankees team of Smurfs.
Yes, exactly.
All on the roid.
Okay, so what do we give as a grade? I kind of give it like a 1.5 thumbs up. Graphically, it was really good, but it's... Well, the only place you can really see it is in IMAX. Otherwise, you're only getting half the entertainment value.
Now, people... If you haven't noticed, he gives a lot of 1.5 thumbs up. That's because he was trying to cut some wood. That's why he can only give 1.5.
In all seriousness, though, I will give this movie 1 thumbs up because the graphics are amazing and they make you invested in characters, even ones you know are going to die or aren't going to die, and you still, at times, forget that. They're invincible because, you know.
They also have characters that, you know, you kind of have a crush on for a long time, but that's it.
What? My woman? My woman, Michelle Rodriguez?
Hey, that's my woman!
Hey, you, buddy.
Hey.
I'll kill you.
I married her during SWAT.
Oh, bullshit. I saw her first.
No.
She's one of the top 3 Spanish women that I would spend the rest of my life with.
She's only in the top 3. She's my number 1.
Oh.
Yo, thumbs up or thumbs down?
Take the top. What do you give?
2 up. I liked it. A lot.
She cried. It was cute.
I did not cry. I almost cried 4 times.
Almost, yeah.
I'm not going to lie. I got misty-eyed, too.
All right, let's go, Blue. Answer before you turn purple.
1 thumb up and about half turn on the other thumb. So I
got so you got cut off, too.
Yeah, I got mine cut off.
He tried to catch
one in a neutral.
Kings, though.
Yeah,
one in a neutral, one in a 45.
Okay, 45. I'll give it a 45.
Okay, that's a 1.5.
Yeah, 1.45.
Well, you know what? I'm gonna have to side with Mrs. Tater Tot over here and go with 2 thumbs up.
No.
Where'd you get your MRS?
Oh.
No.
All right, and this is my
reasoning. You enter Greece.
Okay.
Ow.
Because good plot, you know the way they did it. Graphics were amazing. I loved, if we saw in any other venue, I think I would have agreed with, you know, probably Shades and 1 thumbs up, but in this IMAX, I really enjoyed it. The story of how he got there, great story.
Mm-hmm.
And just the emotion that he actually brought. I think the way the characters played out their emotion,
they
you know,
really
I understand why people would have cried.
I think it was fucked up about how they showed his brother in the fucking cardboard box.
I know, they actually should...
They're just
I'm going to tell you, they show the brother getting cremated.
Yeah, exactly. They're like, okay, this is your brother, this is him dead, he's in the cardboard box, and watch as we push him in.
And then they try to negotiate a deal while the fire's being lit.
It's like, I'm still burning in here! Shut up, you don't count anymore!
It's like, I haven't died yet, I was in a coma! Shut up!
Shut up, you're no longer important to the plot.
Yeah, with the head doctor and stuff like that, she was all about, hey, fuck you, you... You know, you drop out Marine.
Oh, Sigourney Weaver.
Yeah.
Yes.
She was in,
Alien, Aliens, Alien 3, Alien...
Yes, every Alien movie ever made. And then find out that she really was an alien.
Yep, not an AVP.
Well, yeah, that's why I said every Alien movie.
Alien
versus Predator. It's an Alien movie as well.
Yeah, it doesn't count because there's a Predator name into it.
Okay. Sports time!
Well, I'm going to keep us short today.
Schwartz.
Oh, look, there's a midget. Sorry.
Oh, that's fucked up.
Well, it took you long enough to catch on.
They're dwarves.
All right. So in baseball news, Jason Bay signed with the New York Mets.
Boo.
Basically,
hey, at least it's not the Yankees.
Good point.
Yes. For less money than we offered, but they gave him a fifth year. They gave him the extra year.
Okay.
Blow me. Now, speaking of the Red Sox, yesterday I watched from my house and Blue watched from his, and we were texting back and forth.
Hey, I was sick. I'm sorry.
Shut up. As the Bruins played the Flyers. Now, if you're wondering why I said in Red Sox news, because it was the Winter Classic held at Fenway Park.
Yes, where Nina was yesterday.
Do not readjust this. I did say Fenway Park is where the game was played.
And if you're really, really dense and you don't really keep up with sports, or actually keep up with sports, but didn't acknowledge that this was happening, you live under a fucking rock.
Exactly.
Yeah. Especially if you're from Boston. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Even I knew they were turning into a giant ice cream.
And
I don't pay attention to sports.
And Shades actually does live in a rock.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Yeah. Where else are you going to build a dungeon?
It's not the same rock as Osama, because, you know, we'd all be rich right now.
It's okay. We can enter his ass in.
So, let's go through this game real quick. Flyers score first, because goalie Tim Thomas was too busy beating up another player from the other team.
Hey, that was the guy who started the first fight, too.
Exactly. So Thomas had to get him back.
Yeah.
So, it looks like we're about to lose. It's about 2 minutes and 19 seconds left in the game, and I'm getting, you know, kind of depressed. But I'm still being faithful.
And I sent a message saying it looked kind of bleak.
Yes, a minute after he sends me a message saying it's bleak, we score to tie it. And, you know, we get all giddy like little schoolgirls and jump around. And I almost knocked over my beer. Don't judge me, it was like 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
Hey, we went. That's almost alcohol abuse.
Almost.
Then we went to commercial. And then we came back to who, of all of our favorite bastardism, actually assholes.
Dennis fucking Leary.
And Lenny Clark.
Yes, don't forget Lenny Clark.
We're not sure what's going on, and all of a sudden, we go into overtime. And we're sitting there, and it's playing, and not too far in, Patrice Bergeron gets the puck, and he looks like he's about to go for a slap shot, and then he lets up and goes like he's going to pass it. Well, the puck goes in.
It bounced off of what's his name there?
Sturm.
I thought it was Lucio, whatever the fuck his name is.
Lucio?
No.
Lucio.
It bounced off his stick and bounced up and went into the net. It was fucking, it was like a one-time deal.
It was pure luck.
But it was definitely, it was a very intense game because of the fact that when the game started off the bat, like, I thought this was going to be like kind of a touch-and-go, kind of like nice game. No, it wasn't that. It was slam! Yeah. Fuck! Slam! Well, holy crap!
I do have to put this statistic. At halftime, there were more players hitting each other than shots actually taken.
Exactly! I do have to get on the Bruins about that shit, because there was a point where it was like 13, 14 shots on goal from Philadelphia, from the Flyers, and Bruins had only like 5, 6 or something like that at the time, and I was like, what the fuck? Come on, get the shots on goal.
Well, you have to think, though, there was that time that they were right there in front of the net, and they took 7 shots right then. Tim Thomas, being the master he is, looked like he had 100 arms, and the puck's just flying everywhere.
He made some phenomenal saves. I have to... That was just incredible.
Yes. And he had a lot on his mind yesterday. Now, like I said, the Bruins won 2-1 in overtime. But there was an announcement after the game that I think made me more excited. Because they talked to Tim Thomas because the Olympic teams are being announced and a lot of Bruins made it.
Wasn't it that guy from... that used to be on our Bruins that went up to the... That one got some really big boos.
Yeah.
Oh, that was great. But it was just that they had the little kids acting as them, and then they'd have them turn around. A lot of those kids were kind of fucking beep-day.
Yeah.
Anyways, they're like, what's a camera? Oh, there's a camera. Oh, am I supposed to turn around?
So what wound up happening is the announcement came down, and Tim Thomas had made, you know, like, talked a little bit ahead of time about what it would be like, and he talked about when he was 10 years old, watching Jim Craig and the rest of the U.S. Olympic team pull off the miracle at Lake Placid. Well, the announcements came down, and Tim Thomas was named to the U.S. Olympic team as a goalie.
Nice!
We were so excited. And Nenya's going to be happy, because her husband, Phil Kessel, got named to the team.
That should be interesting.
Fuck you, Phil Kessel.
Yeah, exactly. That's the name that got booted.
I don't use this word often, but you bloody cunt.
Yes.
That's right. You cunt.
Wanker.
You're a dirty cunt. Okay. So, That's okay. Now, let's go to football real quick.
Football!
The New England Patriots played last week, and they win. Thank you. They clinched the division.
Wasn't that their first respectable win? Like
first road win.
Road win.
True
yeah,
road
yes.
win, because we did win in England. The Jets are knocking on the door of getting in. They have to win this week, because they beat the Indianapolis Colts.
Yeah!
There's no undefeated teams right now.
No.
Fuck your Colts.
That's our record.
And your Saints.
For a 16-game season, so we're happy. Now, tomorrow we play against the Houston Texans in Houston. By the time you people listen to this, the game's going to be over, and you'll be like, why are you saying tomorrow? The game happened on Sunday. Well, we record on Saturday. I'm sorry.
Shall we? We get it out on Tuesday, so all right. Bite me.
Now, to the depressing part of sports.
Ow.
The Boston Celtics are on a 3-game losing streak. Paul Pierce had to have his knee drained, and we're missing him. And the last game, we got destroyed.
And Rondo's got a,
hurt hamstring.
Yeah, he's
Kevin Garnett
sore.
Was out with a sore knee, so, yeah. But that's done.
The tip of the swords
on.
Are, you know, kind of... Kind of just needs to be a little bit sharpened, and yeah. they'll be back. Like
yeah, we'll
no
be
problem.
Fine.
Yeah,
we'll still go to the playoffs, and we'll still win. All right, so that's it with sports.
Oh no, no.
Yeah,
no,
we can move
no,
on.
No,
no,
yeah.
no.
How about that fight? How about that fight?
MMA fight.
No, there's no MMA fights this weekend.
No,
so,
no, no.
I hear that you had a fight last Thursday.
Yes, you had a fight in New Year's Eve.
I heard some pretty fun details.
I have heard some very interesting, grandiose details.
We're still waiting for the proof
well
positive
deep.
On that, but come on.
Hey, prove yourself.
Come on.
As well as I heard something about a rather generous donation.
All right. So, I had my fight that I didn't mention. It was mentioned by everybody else here. So, I step in the ring against this kid who... Made statements that he was going to destroy me. We stepped in, you know, they started the match, we touched gloves, he throws an instant punch at my face, misses. I moved in 6-7 hits, and I had a 14-second knockout.
How many more knockouts do you need for a record?
I have to have 20 knockouts in my first 25 matches to actually get the record for best start of a career.
No shit.
I know.
Which means you can afford how many non-knockouts at this point?
3. Because I have 2 matches that, you know... Didn't get that knockout.
Yeah.
Forced him to submit. So it's not too bad.
Awesome.
All right.
So,
and I do believe that was followed with a donation.
Yes, I did donate all my prize winnings to the organization that the money was being raised for.
Hooray.
So.
He's not a complete asshole, just a bastard.
That's why I'm just a bastard. I mean, granted, I could have used that money.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah.
But.
I could have used that money.
They could use the money.
Yeah,
the podcast could have used that money.
Could I give you 80% of that first? Because I'm broke.
Yeah, it was one of those things. Because you know, I'm a football player, and it was to save a football program that I did it.
Terrific.
All right, let's move on.
All right, I got a bunch of video games to talk about.
Yes, you do.
Yes, I picked up Call of Duty Modern Warfare Reflex Edition for the Nintendo Wii. It's the exact same game that's on the 360 and the PS3,
do you
but
have the gun thing?
I don't have that yet.
Oh, okay.
Because
I thought that would have been a cool fucking little.
You can have it set up for it, yeah, but I don't have it for my Wii just yet.
Wait! The thing I gave you didn't come with one?
No.
Nope.
What the hell was that thing then?
It came with all the sports and then the race car thing. Don't worry about it.
Don't worry about it. But anyways,
that's just a grip.
But anyways, the control scheme is far more easier to use than the Xbox 360 controller. Because when you're with the Xbox controller, you have the two joysticks, and you're trying to aim and whatnot, and it's a bit of a pain in the ass to do that.
I'm used to it.
Whereas with the Wiimote, you just point, shoot, point, shoot, point, shoot. And changing the weapons with the D-pad is also a lot easier as well.
Sometimes I feel like that could be a little bit of an issue.
Mm-hmm. As well as shooting and aiming the grenades and smoke bombs.
Oh, great.
However, appearance-wise, as it comes to be expected, the appearance is a downgrade from the 360 version. And it moves more at 24 frames a second than the 30 frames a second of the 360.
Yeah.
And it may take a while for people that are used to HD visuals to get used to. But having said that, for the Wii, it's pretty damn good. Especially, I forget what the technical way of calling this level is, but it's when you're protecting the church.
Okay.
Okay. You're like shooting down and you're bombing the people, and you gotta be careful the people that are flashing because those are your people.
Oh, right, that was the AC-130 level.
Yeah, the AC-130. That looked like the 360 version on my Wii.
Yeah.
That's how good it looked. So I was very impressed with how that came out.
Well, that's kind of easy to recreate because it's kind of foggy in the first place because you're in night vision mode.
Yeah.
But I definitely have to say that, yeah, I didn't get to see it quite yet. I'm looking forward to it. But yeah, I have to say that I want to really get on the nerves of Nintendo and say, can you give us some more fucking graphics? Throw a fucking, like, either a Radeon or some kind of fucking good, you know, software slash, you know, video card.
Well, that's what's going to be with the next one. They might be announcing the next Nintendo system at the upcoming E3.
Oh, awesome.
So that might be Wii HD.
Awesome.
Now, I was very happy to discover that Nintendo has started releasing free demos of some of their WiiWare games.
Yeah, but didn't you say this was kind of like a little limited offer?
At the moment, yeah, but apparently this has been going on since November, so maybe it's going to be lasting for a lot longer than they originally thought.
Now, just tell the people again where to find this.
What you got to do is you got to go into the Nintendo Nintendo Shop channel, yeah. Go into WiiWare, and then go into popular titles, and there are 5 games there to try out. There is World of Goo, Pokemon Rumble, Bit Trip Beat, Nick's Quest, Kindred Spirits, and Final Fantasy Crystal Chronicles, My Life as a Dark Lord.
Okay, I said this off of the microphone earlier. Seriously? Pokemon? Still? Seriously?
You like Pokemon.
No. Let's get this right. I like old school Pokemon. Okay. I am very much not a fan of most of the... Ash, Misty, and Brock was awesome. Orange Islands was tolerable. Everything after that sucked.
Okay.
As did most of the games.
Well, yesterday I had a chance to try out all 5 of these games and play them through. The first one I tried out was World of Goo. And the premise of this is where you gotta build a bridge of black or white or green goo to help the other goo reach their pipe destination. And it's a puzzle sort of game. And what you gotta do is you gotta like sort of like build maybe like a bridge or like a ladder out of one another and then get the appropriate amount of goo into the pipe.
Okay.
It's easy at first, but the higher you get, the more challenging it becomes. And some levels, in case you fuck up, they feature what is called a time bug, which if popped, will backtrack one move so you won't have to do it all over again. It's fun. It's addicting. It's very innovative. It's like a cooler version of Lemmings.
Oh, great, Lemmings.
Remember that one?
Yes. I
prefer Flea Circus.
Please.
It's like a cool version of that, and it's one of those games that not just myself, but a lot of people recommend getting for the Wii. And it's also for the PC, too, if you don't have a Wii.
Yeah, what if you don't have a PC?
You're fucked.
Wait, I thought you needed a Wii for that.
Big vibrating remote.
Oh.
Then I tried Pokemon Rumble. What it is, you gotta collect Pokemon and have them fight other Pokemon in a battle royale, not like an RPG setup. But you need to get like a level 100 Pokemon to get into the battle royale itself. You travel through worlds with your Rattata to fight and collect these other Pokemon to add to your collection and roster, and you can switch back and forth to fight. It's like a bit of a beat-em-up more than a RPG game. It's fun, but it does get a little bit repetitive during the world levels. But the multiplayer option adds a little bit more fun between players.
So how much demo time did you get on that game?
I got like a good 20 minutes on it.
Oh, that's not too bad, I guess.
Then there was Bit Trip Beat, which was kind of like a one-sided Pong.
What?
Well, like, you have the little paddle here, and then you would hit you would try to make sure you hit all, like, the pieces.
The bricks?
The bricks.
Oh, okay. I can't remember the name of that.
But what makes it cool is it's to the beat of music.
Ah, okay. What music were we listening to?
It was like techno music.
Nobody we know, or...
No, nobody know. It's original music.
Oh, okay, cool.
Some blocks come at you straight, whereas others come in faster in difficult angles. Like, one will come like this, and then all of a sudden you'll see one start zigzagging across...
If they mostly come at you straight, do some come at you gay, lesbian, or bi?
No, they haven't figured that out yet.
Not that hard.
There's some crooked or... No,
yeah, they're crooked ones.
Oh, okay. It might not be hard.
But this game, it's fun, it's nostalgic, but it's wicked difficult at times. And the way that you have to play with the remote, it's not moving it up and down or swinging it like this. No, you gotta, like, spin it.
Yeah, spin the remote.
That's spin it like this.
That's retarded.
Not really. It's a lot better than most. And then the next game I tried out was Nyx Quest, Kindred Spirits, where you control the character of Nyx as she goes through various worlds to find her beloved Icarus, who went missing after he fell from the sky because he was flying with wings and the sun melted them, kind of like the Greek mythology story.
I hate that shit.
Oh, that used to make me so
angry.
Can
they just get, you know, like, original for once,
no.
Please?
No, you asked too much.
Damn you.
I read the same story every year in high school. Mm-hmm.
But it uses Greek mythology to convey the story. It is a little bit slow-paced at times when all you're doing is either flying or you're running. But when the gods come in to help Nyx, the puzzle-based challenges that come in make the game a lot more fun.
Okay, so how long was this?
That was also like another 20 minutes.
Oh, okay, that's not too
bad. And the final game I tried out was Final Fantasy Crystal Chronicles: My Life as a Dark Lord. And it's a...
The name... The beginning part of the name sounds pretty cool. The Crystal Chronicles weren't too bad a time frame. Mm-hmm. My Life as a Dark Lord, that just sounds like a really bad, you know, sitcom. No.
Yeah.
Not even. It sounds like a bad sitcom.
Mm-mm.
Or like a Jerry Springer episode.
Oh, yeah.
It's a tower defense game where you have to build floors and create traps and villains to help the hero from trumping over you.
See, when I'm bored at work, I do like tower defense.
The more upgrades you have, the higher the tower and powerful the minions you have. However, despite
you ultimately
the...
lose?
You might.
I hate the fact that it's fucking Final Fantasy. I can never get into those goddamn games.
The graphics are good, but the gameplay is shit.
Thank you!
It's boring as hell. So, I would say, for games to check out, World of Goo, Pokemon Rumble, Bitreep Beat, and Nyx Quest, skip the Crystal Chronicles.
Yes.
Boring, boring, boring. And I do hope in the future... Nintendo releases more demos like this, because I think this is going towards the path that they should have done in the first place.
It'll help them figure out what's going to sell, if nothing else.
Yeah, definitely.
Because then they can definitely take off numbers of how many people went and tried out the demos, or even at least, you know, reuse the demos over and over again, because that's what Xbox 360 definitely presents. I know PS3 presents it a little bit, but I don't think as much as Xbox 360. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, that's the only thing that sucks about this war, is that it seems that each system kind of keeps copying themselves. Like, we have Wii with their, you know, the people, the Miis, right?
Right.
And then you got Xbox that came along with their kind of, like, avatars kind of, like, set up. So, it's just, you know, it's one of those whole setups that it's, I think... No matter what you're going to do is with these game systems, they're going to have good ideas, and they're going to be like, that was a good idea, but let's try to tweak it in some certain way so we don't get sued.
Right.
But
they're more reminiscent of, like, Second Life characters.
Yeah, basically.
Okay, do you have any video games you want to talk about?
Well, finally, I got to beat the fucking Call of Duty 6.
Excellent, how'd that go?
I think this story was fucking great. I was talking to a couple people that I heard say it wasn't so great. I was just like, dude, this goes perfectly fine with the story. The ending is a little questionable, but I think it was pretty fucking badass. One of the generals is like, God fucking tits up on this whole thing, I have to say, basically. He's gone insane, and they're basically were trying to turn everything around, and actually the war actually reached America. There was a full out, it was insane battle in Washington, D.C. It was crazy, and an EMP went off. It was just insane. I have to say that you have to really play the game to understand, like, how the graphics are just beautiful. The gunplay is just awesome. It was great. Maybe Cabela's again. I talked about Cabela's.
Yeah.
You know what I found out was that I had to switch the control setup on it.
Okay.
That's why when I put it in the gun, the plastic gun holster setup, I had to switch it to their settings. So that's why I was using, instead of like where the controller would be up front, where I was using that as the trigger instead of the back where the nunchuck is, I could use it as that whole setup, but now I got the trigger at the nunchuck and not in the front part of the gun. But I have to say, I do have a little bit of an issue with the actual point and shoot part, because it seems that I have to hold the gun at an angle, like the butt of the stock down instead of up where I would like to keep it. But I don't know if that's because I've got a bigger ass TV and the sensor bar isn't wide enough or something like that, because I have to kind of sit back. Like, I can't sit on where my, like, everybody knows where I sit in my room, which is like on the side a little bit closer to the TV. I had to actually sit where my couch is back, so that's about maybe about 6 feet, you know, 7 feet away from the TV to actually, you know, use the gun. And I at least I can do it sitting down. Yeah. But, you know, it's still fun.
Lazy bum.
Hey, I was about to call him a lazy bastard.
Thank you.
You gotta stop being so slow, Anvil.
Yeah.
He's an Anvil.
All the alcohol's out of my system.
True.
But anyway,
no good Irishman can function without that.
With the game. Oh, wait, actually, I can talk about Tony Hawk Ride.
Oh! Okay. How bad is it?
I haven't broke it yet. For my 270-pound weight structure, I didn't break the board yet.
You
I bet if Anvil...
Hey, I'm skinnier than you are, fat.
Oh, okay, right. Anyways.
Height-to-weight ratio.
Oh, height-to-weight ratio. I'm sorry. I bow down to the... I'm sorry.
I weigh 35...
I beg for your forgiveness.
I weigh 35 pounds more than you do, but I'm 7 inches taller.
Anyways. But let's just put it this way. With the whole setup on this, I say, yes, it is really easy on the whole setup when you just do it regular, but when there's, like, the confident level where you're like, hey, I can, you know, I can control this thing. I was having a hard time trying to control the motherfucker. He was kept on going one way, kept going the other way, and I was trying to lead the other way, and he kept going the other way, and I was just like, damn it, will you just go the way I want you to? Also, I have to say that for the setup time, it was, like, 10-15 minutes to do the whole setup. Like, you had to do... You had to put the board down, you had to point it to the screen, you had to calibrate every fucking thing about the fucking board. It was so fucking annoying. Also, Tony Hawk talking to you like if you were a child annoyed the shit out of me. I like Tony Hawk, he's a cool guy, and I bet if he was here in person, I'd be fucking just chilling out with him, he's wicked cool. But the whole concept of him talking to me like as if I was a child, I was kind of pissed.
So it
was Isn't it a child's game?
No, not really.
So this is one of the games you don't play while you're drinking.
Yeah.
Otherwise, unless when you're playing on the really easy mode, yeah, you can play it while you're drinking because
no,
the fact is...
No,
he's
saying
the whole calibration and everything. What the fuck?
No, you only have to do the calibration once or otherwise if the batteries run low on it because this doesn't have, unless, well, it doesn't have a charger setup. Like, you can't plug into it and recharge the battery. Although I do give it to them, they gave you four Duracell AA batteries to, you know, for the board. Which
that'll last 2 days.
Yeah, exactly. But... Like, that's the whole setup where it was just like, why couldn't they have created, like, a battery pack or something like that? You could have plugged in to the thing to charge it back up, but I think they weren't thinking about that. The other thing is that them to say that this is the first version that they've done for that or otherwise also we already had that setup when they had it for the downhill racing setup that you could put on the actual, what do you call that?
The board.
Yeah, the board. Yeah, but what's the board name?
The Wii Fit.
Yeah, the Wii Fit board, whatever the fuck it is.
Yeah.
But anyways, that whole setup is actually pretty fucking cool, where they had an actual skateboard thing that you could just put on top of that and mimic the motions and everything. But I think it you know, when they say that they were the first ones to kind of do this, I remember back in the arcade days, like, they had the actual skateboard.
Yeah, they had the snowboarding games.
They had the skateboard.
Motorcycles.
Exactly, but cars, this, is, I guess, is like the first one you could actually really have inside your home that isn't like, going to take up the whole fucking area.
Oh. Dude, half the fun is it taking up so much area.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. But anyways, I have to say, it was pretty good. Although it was kind of creepy, sometimes I moved around and it was creaking. I thought it was going to snap in one way or do the other.
It's just because you need to lose weight.
I have been losing weight. Fuck you.
Lose more.
Damn you.
Yeah, he loses weight and then sees, you know, Kentucky Fried Chicken now soaked in extra grease and goes, he needs a bucket.
Oh, fuck yeah. it used to be Taco Bell, but I kind of gave up on that after the last incident.
Oh, dude, I don't even want to discuss that one. I was going to die.
But with Tony Hawk Ride, I definitely have to say that I think if you could rent it, I don't know if you could rent it with the board, but I have to say that since you know, Tony Hawk 4 or something like that, it's really gone down. Fuck hell. It's gone. I think
the last one that was memorable for me was American Wasteland.
Yeah, I think the only thing is that my nephews got it for Wii, and I saw them on the day they got it, and they were playing it, and I saw the graphics. I was like, these graphics are shit. I go to play it on mine, and which is Xbox 360. I was like, these graphics are shit as well. I was like, what the fuck they do? They didn't do anything to change the graphics in between systems. I was like, these guys are fucking crackheads. I feel bad that the fact that Tony Hawk put his trust in the company, whoever it is, I can't remember. I hopefully
Activision and Neversoft.
Okay, well, yeah, if you get Neversoft in there, but. Mm-hmm. I mean, they need to get in better graphics and everything like that, because that, it just, I felt. They could have done so much more with that. It also made it a little bit better. But yeah, I mean, seeing that I've been so sick, I haven't been able to really play it because my balance has been off. But I have to say that it is really a good game once you get into it. And once you learn how to actually do kickflips, nollies, all that other fun stuff. And all I can say is that I'm old and I can't really bend down the way I used to. So it's not as fun as I would like to, but hopefully I can incorporate this board into another game. Like if they have like an SSX game or some kind of other game like a snowboard game.
Tricky 2. I want SSX Tricky 2 to come out.
Yeah, I definitely have to go after those motherfuckers. I definitely want an SSX game, a new SSX game, or another snowboarder game, besides Sean White, the flying fuck tomato. I really hate the concept that he's actually going for another gold. If he gets it, I'll just be like, fuck him, he's the Dave Mayer of Olympics now. Because that's basically what it is. They always go after, like, oh yeah, he just did like the craziest flip ever. Yeah, fuck that, he just did one flip. One crazy flip, that's it. And that won it for him? Fuck that. I can't stand that. I mean, I have to give it to maybe one or two people, like, what's his name there? Who did the double backflip on the dirt bike.
Oh!
Travis Pastrana.
Yeah.
But anyways, like, Travis Pastrana, he's crazy. Dave Mayer, he's just a douchebag.
When it comes to snow, I'm a fan of Lindsay Jacob Ellis.
Yeah.
Oh,
what's her name? Vaughn or something like that. The one that I saw her yesterday, she's a snowboarder. Oh, giggity. I was like, giggity, giggity, go.
And I actually heard that they're coming out with a skateboard that's supposed to be funny. Like a skateboard game.
Yeah.
That's Skittles versus M&M's.
Oh,
shut up.
Right on the cover.
You've just been waiting to work that joke in.
And it failed epically.
No. You can play it online on one of those free sites. I found it the other night at work and could stop laughing. And actually, you're skateboarding, and the computer, you choose who you want to be, and it's whoever wins, it's supposed to be, you know, a vote towards that being your favorite candy when you select them,
mm-hmm.
for, like, candy of the decade or something.
All right.
It was their way of voting, but you got to play as them.
I really hope Skittles and M&M tied, just because that would make my day.
I chose M&M's because they had a giant peanut one, and those are my favorites. So.
I go Skittles because I can chew on them for a long time. Right. Before they lose flavor.
Well, we've run out of time for today.
No way.
Yeah, actually we have.
The show flew by again.
I know.
You gotta love when these shows, we just all work together and the shows.
Hey, Tater Tot, you got anything else to say?
Not exceptionally.
Oh, okay. Got anything to say to begin with?
Fuck you.
Oh,
that's later.
You wish.
Anyway,
thus it will happen.
Rejected on the podcast.
Somebody's sleeping on the couch tonight.
Anyway.
I always do.
Aww.
Anyways, remember, check out our website at bostonbashbrigade.com. Hook us up at our email address at thebastards@bostonbashbrigade.com for feedback and requests for topics and things to review.
We are also on MySpace, so go to myspace.com/bostonbashbrigade. And we have the group on Facebook as well, so we're going to work on making an actual profile on there. So it's working along there.
And don't forget to check out our sister program at the Electric Sisterhood at esh.mobi. Go and show them some love, because without them, we wouldn't be here.
Show them some real love.
Yeah. And giggity, giggity. A good podcast.
Pretty much.
And don't forget, you know, support your local artists. Go out there and just have some fun, people. You know, 2010, so you get a party. No more thing about this recession. And I want to give a quick shout out to Dennis Leary and Eli Roth. You guys are awesome.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
All right, so let's stick a fork into this podcast. Until next time, this is...
Can we jab it with a knife this time?
Fine, jab it with a...
Why are we always so nice to the podcast?
K-bar.
Huh?
K-bar.
Yeah, get rid of K-bar, please. We're always sticking with a
rusty
fork.
Spoon.
Kevin Bacon.
Oh!
Oh. All right. Fine. So, until next time, this is King Baby Duck.
This is Melodic.
Shades Black Flame.
And this is Daniel.
Saying, sign our bitches, we are the bastards. 'Cause I-